Das kann so sein, nicht über das Geschlag und wir mir hüten, wir sagen, die Wommes darf Kuf Aleph. Die Mischa sagt, ha yushneim kahanem v'chula. Bryce says, if this son hit one of the men and then the other man, or if he cursed one of the men and then the other man, each of them may be a suffix, it may be his father, or if he hit both of them simultaneously or cursed both of them simultaneously, he'd be chayiv because he has definitely hit or cursed his father. Rabbi Huda says, if it was done simultaneously, it's chayiv, but it was done one after another, it's going to be potter. Bryce says, Rabbi Huda says, even if it's done simultaneously, they're potter. Mara says, there are two Tanaim who disagree, Aliba de Rabbi Huda. What would be the reason for the Tanaim who says he's potter even when it's done simultaneously? Rabbi Hanina said, we compare the aver of cursing to the Torah compares the aver with the Hekish, the aver of cursing a parent to the aver of cursing Hashem. And that teaches that just like one is never in doubt as to who he's cursing when he curses Hashem, he's also only chayiv for cursing a parent when he's not in doubt as to whether or not he's cursing his true parent. We then learn to the aver of hitting a parent from the same halacha that from the aver of cursing his parent that it applies there as well. The Mishnah said, the fact of the Mishnah seems to say that the Mishnah can force him to come do the avodah with them. Why can they do that? Rav Acha bar Chanina, Nimr of Abaye, Nimr of Asi, Nimr of Yechanan said, if he doesn't do the avodah, people will think he's a cholol, and that brings shame to the family of the Mishmar. Therefore, they can force him to do the avodah to show that he's not a cholol. Mishnah said, v'im hayu shneim b'mishmar v'chulu. Fact of even if they are the same Mishmar, you shouldn't be allowed to take a portion because each of them is likely from a different base av within the Mishmar, and they can each one can therefore deny him taking a portion since he doesn't definitely belong to that base Mishmar. That base av. Rav Papa said the Mishnah is discussing where they're both of the same Mishmar and of the same base av. That's when he's entitled to take a portion. Hadnalach Perek Noisin Alhuan Husa. Perek Mitzvah Chalitza Perek Shnei Moser. Zok the Helig Mishnah Besiyata Deshmaya. The mitzvah of Chalitza must be done in front of three judges, even if all three of them are laymen. If Chalitza was done with a minol shoe, which is a soft leather shoe, the Chalitza is valid b'diyevet. If it's done with a sock, the Chalitza is possible. If it's done with a sandal shoe, a sandal, which has a sole, it's valid. Without a sole, it's possible. If the shoe is worn below the knee on an amputee, it's valid. If it's worn above the knee, the Yavam's leg never was amputated above the knee, the Chalitza is possible. If the Chalitza was done with a sandal shoe that did not belong to the Yavam, or with a wooden sandal shoe, or with a left shoe place on the right foot, the chalitza is still kosher. If it's done with a shoe that's too large for the yavam, but he can still walk with it, not that large, or if it's a small shoe but it still covers his entire foot, most of his foot, then it's a valid chalitza. For acting, if the three people can be laymen, why does the Mishnah say they have to be judges? Mar said the Mishnah is teaching that the three people have to be like judges in the sense that they have to know how to read the parshias, which are part of the chalitza process. The Bryce says this as well. The Bryce says the chalitza must be done in front of three people who know how to read like they were judges. Rabbi Yehuda says it must be done in front of five people. The Yehuda Tanakhama stated in the Bryce, and based on the pasuk that says the Kanim, which refers to two people, since we can't have an equal bezdin, we can't have an even amount of people, so it has to have to add one more to make it three people. Rabbi Yehuda says it's an additional pasuk that says the word ziknei, so that means zikanim and ziknei is a total of four. So once you have four, you can't have any amount of people. You have to add another person. That's a total of five. The Tanakam, which is the Rabbanan, say that the word ziknei in that later pasuk teaches that even layman may be used. Who learns layman from the pasuk of le'enei? The Rabbanan used the word le'enei to teach the halacha of Rava that bezin has to see the spit come out of the woman's mouth towards the yavam. Yehuda also needs it for that to show that they have to see it. So where does he learn out Het Yoytis from? He learns it from Bi Yisrael to teach that even Het Yoytis layman may be used. The Rabbanan use that word as does Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda to teach that Bezdin may not be made of Gerim. Yehuda says the word Bi Yisrael is written again in the Pesukim to teach this. Rabbanan say the other word Bi Yisrael is used to teach that all the people present must announce Chalut Hanal. Yehuda learns this from the word of Vinikra, and therefore they all at the end of the day have the Lamudim the words that they need for their Lamudim. Based on this logic, the psukim that say Vikaru and Vidibru should also teach an additional four judges are needed. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should need nine. According to Rabbanu, you should need seven. The Braisa says that Vikaru teaches that the judges themselves and not their shluchim have to call the Yavim. And Vidibru teaches that Bezdin gives the Yavim advice. If there's a big age difference between the Yavim and the Yavama, they advise him to give Chalitza rather than to do Yibam. Rava, in the name of Rav Nachman, passed from the Chalitza needs to be done in front of three people, since we have an anonymous mission that says this. Rava asked Rav Nachman, if so, Mion should also require three people, because in an anonymous mission that says so as well, and yet we find that Rav Nachman himself says that two people are enough for Mion. Mar says Chalitza has two anonymous Mishnayos, and that's why we follow that, whereas Mion only has one anonymous Mishnah. In fact, there are two anonymous Mishnayos regarding Mion as well. Mar says, yeah, but two is not enough, and by Chalitza is actually three such anonymous Mishnayos. In fact, what does it make a difference? If you have an anonymous Mishnah, it would make a difference if you have one, two, or three. What's the difference? Mar says, the reason that we paskin like that by Chalitza is because it could be found that even Rabbi Yehuda retracted his view and held that only three people are required for Chalitza, and that's why he follows the anonymous mission that you need only three people for Chalitza. Zakhmar Rava said we learn from the pasuk of Hashara that the judges have to designate a place for the Chalitza. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, son of Rabbi Yeshua, said to have a bezdin of five, but they did so not because they felt it was needed halacha. Really, three what they held would be enough, but they did so to help publicize the Chalitza, not because the Chalitza needs five judges. We find that Rabbi Yehuda would do so as well.